Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Thank you for joining us today. Now, yesterday we started a lesson about Barefoot College. What is Barefoot College? It is the only college for the rural poor. And what makes this college special? Well, one reason this college is special is that it is the first fully solar electrified campus. But you already knew that because we learned that yesterday. Today's lesson is called Barefoot College. And the first thing we're going to learn about is the barefoot approach. And the second thing is footprints. Friends, open up your magazine to today's lesson, and let's begin. Come with me.
Barefoot College. The Barefoot Approach. The philosophy of Barefoot College is largely inspired by the principles of Gandhi, starting with equality beyond caste, gender, or religion. As a matter of fact, women are prioritized as an underserved population that is essential to bringing villages together. Another central principle of the college is self-reliance, teaching students to support and think for themselves. Barefoot College insists that letting individuals apply their own local wisdom to new knowledge is vital to this goal.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 prioritize 这个动词 ,P-R-I-O-R, 这个字根是首先的。所以 prioritize 是指优先考虑或者是给予优先权。例如 patients with heart conditions are prioritized in the ER. 心脏病病患在急诊都是优先处理的。Prioritize 也指确定事情的优先顺序。例如 Chelsea is great at prioritizing her tests, so she always gets her job done effectively and efficiently. Chelsea 很善于排定要处理的事项的优先顺序。所以他总是可以把工作又有果效又有效率的完成。接下来我们看的是 self-reliance, 这个不可数名词。reliance 是指倚靠或依赖。所以 self-reliance 是指自力更生。例如 from a young age, Patrick has been taught independence and self-reliance by his parents. Patrick 在他很小的时候父母就教育他要独立而且要自力更生。或者是 many women chose to work after getting married to seek economic self-reliance. 许多女性在婚后继续工作以追求经济上的自主权。它的形容词是字尾的 C 变成 T, 变成 self-reliant. 例如 the boy became self-reliant after he went to boarding school. 这个男孩去读寄宿学校之后就变成很自立。
Well, now for this section, we finally get to learn about the barefoot approach.
Gabe,
are you okay?
I'm just barefoot. I'm excited because I'm barefoot.
Hey, I'm excited because I'm barefoot too. There's something really freeing about taking your shoes off.
Yeah, doesn't it make you want to go outside and run through a field of daisies?
Yes.
Like a deer?
Just like a deer, exactly. Well, anyway...In this section, we're learning about the barefoot approach. The philosophy of Barefoot College is largely inspired by the principles of Gandhi, starting with equality beyond caste, gender, or religion. Now, we want to go and talk about that word largely. This just means almost completely.
Yeah, that's right. So in a big way. So we could... rephrase this sentence by saying, the philosophy of Barefoot College is inspired in a big way by the principles of Gandhi. So it's inspired largely by Gandhi. And we read on, starting with equality beyond caste, gender, or religion. Mm-hmm. What about that word caste?
Now we want to actually talk about the words caste system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is a caste system? This is just a class structure, a structure, and it's usually determined by birth order or the amount of money that you have. So not really birth order, but just the amount of money that you have.
Yeah, exactly. So this phrase, the caste system, well, this makes me think of India because this is where you can see it most obvious, right, that there is a caste system. There are the really rich, the Brahmins, and sometimes people call the very poorest the untouchables.
Mm.
Although maybe that's not part of the original caste system idea. But the idea here is that, yes, if you were born into poverty, there was no way of going up. And so however you were born, whatever class you were born in, well, that's where you're stuck for the rest of your life. So Gandhi tried to change that.
That's right. And we see, as a matter of fact, women are prioritized as an underserved population that is essential to bringing villages together. Now let's talk about the word prioritize. This is a verb, and this just means that something is very important and must be dealt with first.
That's right. So how do you prioritize the things you need to do every day? Maybe you should make a list. The most important things should be on top. You need to prioritize those actions. And you could call those things your priorities. That is the noun form of this word. This verb is a priority. What are your priorities?
Ah, that's right. So we have prioritize as a verb, and we have priority. So I know that for me, family is definitely a priority.
Yes.
And so even though I live in Taiwan, it's very important. I make it a priority to call my family every week, at least someone in my family every week.
That's great. And of course, friends, if you're joining us here at Studio Classroom, maybe it's your priority through our lessons to learn the key words first, those word bank words first, and then learn some other stuff as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's continue on here. Another central principle of the college is self-reliance, teaching students to support and think for themselves. So it actually sounds like they're teaching these students how to be independent, or teaching them independence.
Exactly. How to think for yourself, how to make ends meet for yourself, how to provide for yourself. You're not relying on other people if you are independent. So I think it's important to try to teach independence for people, to teach people how to become independent.
That's right. Now, perhaps some of you are wondering just what might you experience at this college. Therefore, college insists that letting individuals apply their own local wisdom to new knowledge is vital to the school. And so here's a picture of some individuals, and it looks like they're working on a very important project.
Yeah, actually, Rebecca, what about the person on the cover of our magazine? It looks like she's working on a very important project as well. So friends, Barefoot College really is helping a lot of people, and I'm sure it's very rewarding.
Rewarding? Hey, what's the difference between a reward and an award?
That's a great question. Let's go to the
InfoCloud
to find out.
Hello, friends. Today, let's talk about two similar sounding words, award and reward. Not only do they sound alike, their meanings are similar, but the two words are very different.
Okay, first, award. When you hear award, you should think of a special prize like a trophy, medal, or plaque. An Oscar or a Nobel Prize are famous awards, and it's an honor to receive an award because it's usually not easy to earn one.
Right. The recipient of an award is often determined by a committee of judges. Okay, now let's look at rewards. Rewards are often recognitions, but they're a kind of acknowledgement of an individual's contributions. You can get a reward for making an effort. For example, If you found someone's cell phone on the street and turned it in to the police, you may be rewarded with some money.
Another difference between reward and award is that rewards are mostly private or personal affairs. Awards get publicized.
That's right. A reward can mean something positive, like a feeling of satisfaction you get out of something. A mother's reward after so many years of raising her child is seeing the child grow up and become successful.
Or you may feel rewarded when someone simply says, "Thank you." There's a feel-good factor when one is rewarded. So, friends, getting an award may not be so easy, but you can easily get rewarded if you make a bit of effort to help others in your everyday life.
Award 跟 reward 这两个字要分清楚。Award 是一个奖，任何的奖杯、奖牌、勋章都可以叫做 award。诺贝尔奖、奥斯卡金像奖、奥运的奖牌都是备受瞩目的 awards。Reward 是一个比较广义的字，它可以指奖赏或赏金。你如果把人家遗失的手机交送到警察局，人家有可能给你一个 reward 来报答你。Reward 也可以指个人内心的满足感。有时候听到别人的一声道谢，那就是一个 reward， 它就足以让你觉得你的付出是值得的。有时候经过了辛苦的工作后，你可以 reward 你自己，犒赏你自己，帮自己买一个冰淇淋。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次时间见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Yes, freedom, no shoes. I am barefoot. You know how freeing it is to walk around without any shoes on? Well, here we are talking about Barefoot College, and there's a few things that we've already learned about this college. We've learned that they have a priority, and one of their priorities is women who are seen as an underserved population. And of course, their other priority is teaching students to think for themselves, self-reliance. Well, friends, we have more to learn, so let's continue.
Barefoot College. Footprints. As Barefoot College continued to develop, it journeyed past Indian borders to the Middle East and Latin America. In 2013, Bunker Roy won the Clinton Global Citizen Award, which prompted the Indian government to provide funds for 5 regional centers in Africa. The first is up and running in Zanzibar, while others are still under construction in other African nations. In addition, the organization's Pacific Solar Initiative should result in 3 times the beneficiaries by 2018 through work on island nations. If successful, Barefoot College will have managed to spread light, both literally and figuratively, across the entire world.
All right, 继续我们看 beneficiary 这个名词 ,B-E-N-E 这个字根有好的意思。所以 beneficiary 在这里是指受益者或受惠者。例如 ,the beneficiaries of this new health insurance policy are mainly low-income households. 这个新的健保政策的受惠者主要是低收入户。Beneficiary 也可以指法律上的受益人。例如 ,Billy's grandmother listed him as the first beneficiary in her will.贝利的祖母把他列为遗嘱的第一受益人。最后我们看 figuratively 这个副词， figuratively 是指象征性的或者是比喻的。例如 Melissa bumped into Figuratively speaking, her high school crush at the airport. Melissa 在机场撞见，不是真的撞到，是巧遇她高中暗恋的男生。课文中提到的 literally 是她的反义词，意思就是名副其实地。例如 ,the cheating husband went down on his knees literally and figuratively begging for his wife's forgiveness. 这个偷腥的丈夫真的是跪下来苦苦哀求妻子的原谅。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So this next section is called footprints. Before we continue on, let's talk about the word footprint. And Gabe, where are you going?
I'm trying to make some footprints here in the studio.
Well, Gabe, you're not going to be able to leave any footprints. You need sand. You need to be walking in sand
or paint. Or I need to step in green paint and just walk
all around the studio, please, to leave
my footprints.
No, you better not do that. You will get in trouble if you leave green footprints in the studio. So you better stay right here.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
But that's the idea, friends.Footprints. It's basically just a mark that you leave with your foot. Animals can also leave footprints.
Yes, they can. And I think our lesson is being a little bit clever here with this, the title of this section, calling it Footprints, because the whole section is about the influence of Barefoot College. Of course, when you leave your footprints, you're leaving an impression for other people to see. People can see your influence on something.
That's right.Well, let's find out what some of this influence is. As Barefoot College continued to develop, it journeyed past Indian borders to the Middle East and Latin America. So it didn't just stay in India. It's gone out of the country to other places.
Yes, this is a fun way of saying that it journeyed past the Indian borders, right, to other parts of the world.In 2013, we read Bunker Roy won the Clinton Global Citizen Award, which prompted the Indian government to provide funds for 5 regional centers in Africa. So far we've got India, Middle East, Latin America, and Africa.
And we read here, the first is up and running. Up and running in, Zanzibar.
Yeah. Have you been there?
I have not been there.
Yeah, neither have I. Not yet.
Not yet. That might be someplace I go visit in the future, but not yet. So up and running. If something is up and running, that just means that it's in operation. It's working.
So here we read that the first is in operation. It is up and running in Zanzibar, while others are still under construction in other African nations.Well, that's an interesting phrase as well. If something is under construction, what does that mean?
Well, if something is under construction, that means that it's not working yet, it's being built, or it's being repaired.
So maybe there is a building that's not finished yet. It is under construction. You see the construction workers working on it every day. You hear all the noise that goes on because it is under construction. So we read here, in addition, the organization's Pacific Solar Initiative should result in 3 times the beneficiaries by 2018 through work on island nations. Wait, 3 times the beneficiaries? Beneficiary, that is someone who reaps the benefits of these schools. So there's going to be 3 times more people that are helped.
And that in itself is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, awesome.
So it definitely seems like this is going a very productive and a very effective mission. Well, let's continue on here. If successful, Barefoot College will have managed to spread light, both literally and figuratively, across the entire world. So if successful...Now let's talk about this phrase that you see up on the screen, to spread light. If you spread light, literally, this just means that you're actually giving other people opportunities to use light, to have light.
Exactly. So if you light a candle, or if you turn on your flashlight, or if you're operating a lighthouse, you're spreading light, right? Literally. But this phrase could also mean...to illuminate the minds of other people, or to educate other people, to spread light and positive things, helping other people in many ways.
That's right. So, if successful, Barefoot College will have managed to spread the light, even giving other people information so that they could possibly make their own solar-paneled objects.
Exactly, and to give people an opportunity to learn these kinds of skills. Well, friends, we hope that our lesson has helped spread some light to you and shed some light on some English words and phrases. But right now, it is time for a review skit.
May I help you?
Maybe. I want to attend Barefoot College.
Okay.
But I am from a poor rural area. My family lives in poverty.
Oh, that's just the kind of students we're looking for.
And I am a woman?
Ah, that's not a problem. Our philosophy at Barefoot College is inspired by the principles of Gandhi.
The principles of Gandhi?
Yes, starting with equality beyond caste, gender, or religion.
Oh, so I can attend Barefoot College?
Yes. In fact, women are prioritized as an underserved population.
Prioritized?
Yes. Women are essential in bringing villages together. Women are important.
Essential? Important?
Of course. Another one of our central principles is teaching self-reliance.
I can learn to support myself?
That's right. And think for yourself, too. We insist on letting individuals apply their own local wisdom.
What skills will I learn here?
Oh, well, we'll train you to build and maintain solar panels and other instruments.
Such as?
Lamps, water heaters, cookers, and even a water desalination system.
One that purifies salt water?
Exactly. You can sign up for courses during the day or attend classes at night in our Solar Bridge schools.
What an opportunity! An education can make my future bright!
Yes, Barefoot College hopes to spread light, both literally and figuratively.
So, what's the first step to enter Barefoot College?
Oh, well, take off your shoes.
Oh?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. Barefoot College.
So, Gabe, what are your thoughts about Barefoot College?
You know, I like the fact that they're training so many mm-hmm. people and developing all these skills in people. And you know what? I think that it's really cool that mm-hmm. what they're doing, what they're building, is also eco-friendly. Now, mm-hmm. Rebecca, what do you think about maybe teaching barefoot every day?
Teaching barefoot every... Oh, hey, I would love it.
Yeah,
we can never... We never have to wear shoes again.
Exactly. It would be free. We could call it Barefoot Classroom.
That would be cool. Not sure that our boss would go for that, but good idea, Gabe. Thanks, friends, for joining us. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.